Okay, Chevra, so what we are discussing are the dinim of harchakos in general. We gave an introduction to harchakos, and then we also discussed whether schok and kalas rosh are independent isurim, or is schok and kalas rosh usar only if it is divrei hergel? Meaning to say, is it usar to play games with your wife? Is it usar to have fun? Or not, and obviously we are inclined not, that we assume that the only type of schok and kalas rosh that's usur is if it is divrei hergel, if it is there to get your wife in the mood of having bia. We also mentioned that the pshat in harchakos in general, since we have this giant kula by nida, called Yichud, so Memela, we have to keep additional distance, right? And by Sha'ar Noshim, there are two opinions in Eva and Ha'ezer, but the practice is that we do not keep Harchakos with anyone else. Then we discussed the Harchaka of, then we discussed just B'derech B'gadol, the Machlokas Rambam and Ramban, relating to whether lo sikrivu, right? The fact that the Torah says el isha benidas tumasa lo sikrivu legalos ervasa, what does lo sikrivu mean? So the Ramban is inclined that lo sikrivu means don't have bia, and the Rambam feels that chibuk and nishuk is included in lo sikrivu. And I believe what we discussed afterwards is, well, according to the Rambam, that all forms of chibuk and nishuk is included in lo sikrivu. And presumably, any sort of touch, the way the Shach says it, is that if it is nigiya, that is derech chiba and hergel bia, or something like that, that is lo sikrivu according to the Rambam. And by ishto, we are more concerned than we are by anyone else. In other words, something that for an ordinary woman would be considered casual touch, when it comes to ishto nida, we are more machmir. And the svara for this, I think, is, and Chacham Ovadia has this in Tahara Sabayit, just to make Yossi Katz happy, that will quote something that Chacham Ovadia says, but Chacham Ovadia in Tahara Sabayit is basically the top's idea that in a good relationship, things that ordinarily would be treated as just a casual touch is much more laden with meaning. And there can be more hergel that comes of that than in other cases. But nonetheless, this conversation, this machlokes Rambam and Ramban, and we saw that in Shulchan Aruch Eben HaEzer, I don't remember exactly how far we got. That's sort of why I'm beginning like this, but it's also good for me to chazer. We saw that in Shulchan Aruch Eben HaEzer and Simen Chof, we paskin like the Rambam, although the Gra points out that there's the Rambam and there's the Ramban, and the Gra puts it on equal footing, which sounds like the Gra does not paskin. Right? Did we say this last time? Okay, good. So the question comes up for the Rambam as follows. Let's go slowly. In Se'if Tesvav of Shulchan Aruch, you have the case, if he is sick, and the only one who can take care of him is her, so muteres l'shamsho. She should just be careful. Rak shetizoher b'yoser shetucha meher chatzas panav yodav v'ragla v'hatzas hamita b'funav. These activities, washing his face, his hands, his feet, Hatzos Hamita, making the bed, is assumed to be more lovey-dovey than other activities. So if he's sick, she is permitted to do anything. Just be careful not to do the super lovey-dovey activities. What about if she's sick? So we're more machmir in Shulchan Aruch if she's sick than we are if he is sick, no? If she is sick, we say that Usur L'Bayla Ligaba K'dei L'Shamsha. The husband cannot help her get up and down, move her around. No, this shaila comes up all the time. No, one of the spouses is sick, right? Can the other one take care of stuff? Can you help your wife walk, right? So the din is that you're not supposed to if she's sick, right? Because, presumably, if she is sick, we're more worried that you're going to have bia. Anyway, if he's sick, and this, by the way, probably impacts on what our definition of sick is, no? You know, in Hilchos Shabbos, we have a whole conversation. What does it mean to be sick? I have a mechush. I have a chol shem bo sakana. Chol shesh bo sakana, for sure you're sick, right? What's considered sick for these purposes, not clear, but I would suggest that the pashtus is that sick means you don't feel well and you don't feel up to having bia. No? So if he's sick, I am less worried than when she's sick. Because if she's sick, I'm always concerned that maybe he'll get carried away and he's going to want to have bia anyway. And therefore, when she's sick, it says in Sif Tes Zayin that you are not supposed to lift her up, put her down. And the Achreinim speak out that really, if she is sick, you should hire somebody to take care of her. If he is sick, so there's less of a concern for Bia, so you don't have to hire anyone to take care. No? Pay money. You have to pay money if she's sick. So Frek the Mishmeres HaTahara, he's our new friend, Mishmeres HaTahara asks, he says, I understand Se'if Tesvav and Tes Zayin, if I'm working in the Ramban's worldview, if I hold that Kreva La'arayis is not considered Derechiba, and I should say it like this, if I hold like the Ramban, that Kreva La'arayis, even if it's Derechiba, is not a Do'iraisa, the Ramban as commonly understood, right, against that one line in the Ramban that we tried to make a big deal of yesterday or whenever we learned last. So if I hold of the Ramban, I understand the distinction between when he's sick and when she is sick. But if I hold like the Rambam, that means that any touch I'm worried is considered real kreva, no? For the Rambam, kreva la'arayis is a do'iraisa. And kreva la'arayis means, with ishto, that any touch is considered potentially kreva, no? So if that's the case, for the Rambam, why is there a distinction between Sef Tesvav and Sef Tezayin? Why is there a distinction between when he's sick and when she's sick? In Ramban world, I got it. But in Rambam world, why is there a distinction? This is the question that the Mishmeres HaTahara asks. In the Mishmeres HaTahara, it's written like a Mishnah Brura, no? In Simen Kuf Tzadi Hei, he has like his Mishnah Brura type comments, and he has like Bir Halacha type comments. So in the first Bir Halacha type comment, I forgot he has like names for these things, but in the first Bir Halacha type comment, he raises this question. He says, for the Rambam, what's the distinction between Sif Tesvav and Sif Tezayin? Hi, Dovi. Guys, you know, Dovi is in the shir. He is listening along, even though he's in dental school. Yashikala, yeah.
The distinction between...
when he's sick and when she's sick.
Sorry, yeah, when it comes to him versus her, would we say that a pregnant woman recovering from a difficult birth or whatnot, that would be categorically... she would be considered sick?
That's when she's sick. And when she's sick, I have to be more machmir. Right, absolutely. But the shayla is, this is, right? The shayla, in the hospitals, they don't let you sleep in the same room as your wife after you have a baby.
Right.
No, they kick
into a car, out of a car.
Yeah, so that would be a problem, l'cha'ora, because that's like when she's sick, and in theory, you should have to hire someone to take care of her. That's correct. Hey, so what are we going to do? So the Mishmeres HaTahara has the following suggestion, Chavra. He says, maybe even according to the Rambam, that all kreva is the oraisa, that's only kreva as kreva. Meaning, a regular touch for the purpose of touching, that's considered kreva. But a touch for some other purpose, lahakima, lahashkiva, a touch just to pick her up, put her down, for some other purpose, a touch that he's involved in doing some asek, even for the Rambam, I am not worried of that being d'iraisa, and even for the Rambam, that for sure is d'rabbanan. And memela, right? Even remember, Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Rambam, right? In Evan HaEzer. So how come we have this distinction? The answer is that the Rambam is only saying that it's kreva of a da'iraisa in a situation that you're just touching to touch. But if you're touching for some purpose, that is not the Oraisa land, according to the Rambam, says the Mishmeres HaTahara. Now, I don't know if the Shach can hold like this. Ellie, you had a comment?
Yeah, just how do you define purpose?
I think to help her get up, to put her down, that's a purpose. But just to touch because I want a pet, to touch just to touch, that's the type of kreva that's the Oraisa for the Rambam.
She has a knot in her back.
Yeah. So, again, the complicated issue is that kayadua, massage is the type of thing that is good, to get your wife more relaxed, to get her in the mood. I don't know. Like, I would say that there might be a difference between, like, medical massage and ordinary husband massage. I don't know. I think... Remember, for sure, according to the Rambam, we're dealing with Isurim D'Rabbanan, that I can only... I then still cannot be Mekal when she is sick, right? But perhaps if you really know what you're doing with the massage, then we're dealing with drabanans, perhaps. I hear that. Obviously, the line is not so pashut. Now, the Shach, if you remember, compared the fact that doctors work on women all the time with the kula, the Shach says, that the only din of Negiya for the Rambam that's really usher is if it's Negiya derechib of a taiva spia. No? Now, if this distinction, the Mishmeres HaTahara, is correct, so l'cha'ora, we have another mahalach that we could say. The mahalach is that if I'm a doctor, I'm touching for a purpose. Right? And that purpose for sure makes it not d'oraisa, according to the Rambam. But if I'm not a doctor, and I'm touching just to pet, right? How do we say that, like, in normal English? You know what I'm talking about, right? You're touching just to touch. So, right, that might be a problem. But the Shach Kayadua does not hold of this distinction. So my only ha'ara, I like what the Mishmeres HaTahara is saying. It just seems to me that it doesn't really work within the Shach. And the Achronim, we spoke about this last time, I believe, the Torah Hashlomim and the Sidrei Tahara, the Torah Hashlomim asks Akash on the Shach, correct? Did we discuss this? I think we did, right? Sidrei Tahara tries to be Miyashiv. So maybe there are ways of, like, smoothing it over, but I think it is somewhat problematic. I think the Shach is a bit schwer, according to Mishmeres HaTahara's part. So far, so good? Mr. Kornbluth, Shlita.
This could be just ignorance because I wasn't here for the last year, but can you say that within the Shach's approach of Derech Chiba, that with a wife, even normal, not Derech Chiba, really isn't D'oraisa, we're just more machmir about it, and therefore you still can't have a distinction.
I mean, I think you can say that, certainly. And in that, Shtigl Torah and the Taharas HaBayis, Chacham Ovadia plays with these ideas. Again, it's really hard to figure out. The Shach is comparing all women to your wife. The kula with your wife, when it's not derech chiba, the Shach says, is because a doctor works on all women. But the Shach is just going in the direction, derech chiba or not, what I'm suggesting is another distinction, whether I'm doing it for an ulterior motive. Right? It's not exactly the same. Okay, let's go weiter. So we assume the Gia is Osir. This is every high school boy's worst enemy, but that's the halacha. Right? The Gia is a problem. Great. Now, it says in Shulchan Aruch not only is negiya a problem, right? So if base well yoshet miyada liyada shum davar v'lo yikablenu miyada shema yiga bivsara. The mechaber tells me I'm not allowed to hand something to my wife, even if it's the proverbial 10-foot pole. You can't hand it to your wife. Shema yiga bivsara. Maybe you'll touch. Now the mechaber is telling me that the reason why I can't hand it to her is a chashash of negiya, and like many chashashos of Chazal, we make a low plug. So even though it's a 10-foot pole, but I shouldn't pass it because maybe I'll touch. Now the makor for this one is not found in the Gemara. It's not found in Midrashei Halacha. The source I can't pass something to my wife when she's a nida is Rashi quotes from his Rebbeim. No? Rashi b'shem Rabbi Yosef says, I'm not supposed to pass stuff to my wife. And even so, we make a low plug, okay, that even if it's a 10-foot pole, I should not pass. Now, the Mechaber tells me that the reason why I should not pass is because Shema Yiga Bivsara. In the Tshuvas HaRashba that we mentioned last time, Simin Elef Kuf Peches, right, in Chelak Aleph of the Rashba says a different vart. Remember, the Rashba developed the idea that the Harchakos are only by Ishto Nida, because since there's a heter of Yichud, so we're more worried about Kiruv Hada'as and Hergol Davar. Right? Because Yichud is permitted, we're more worried that you will come to feel a connection that could lead easier to Bia. Right? And the Rashba says, Kiruv Hada'as and Hergol Davar is the reason why I can't pass something to my wife. It's not a chashash of Negiya. It's a din of Kirav Hadas for Hergel Dover. Now, again, it is entirely possible that if I work within the Ramban school, I can't possibly have a chashash of Negiya. Because if Negiya itself is Derabbanan, no? Even in the Derech Ibadik way, so to make a chashash of Negiya would be Gezeira le Gezeira. So one could argue, again, if we would do Lomdus, which God forbid we should ever do, one could argue that the reason why the Rashba is saying a new Svara of Kirav Hadas and Hergol Davar is because it can't be Alts Negiya. Right? Perhaps.
Say that again. Last
one. In other words, it's hard to make a Gezeira Atu Negiya if Negiya is Kol Kulo Midrabanan. If Negiya is going to be potentially Dairaisa, I can make a Gezeira Atu Negiya. So if I'm Rambam world, Maimonides land, by the way, that's probably the best amusement park ever, no? To go to Maimonides land, wouldn't it be like so much fun? Like
intellectual.
The Mor and the Vuchim slide?
Don't
be intellectual. Huh? Don't be intellectual. That's why we get but in Rambam land, I could understand why I make a chashash atu negiya. In Ramban world, it's much harder to make a chashash atu negiya. Hayoni.
Even for the Rambam, though, once you say that negiya is only going to be usher,
if it's derech iba,
then you still couldn't understand it.
Yes, but since there is a type of negiya that's derech iba, that's like a real d'oraisa, so I can usher all passing stuff because I might come to that. No? It might lead to mixed dancing. Got it. But in Ramban world, it is harder. And since the Rashba is the Talmud Mufak of the Ramban, we could say that that's why the Rashba came up with his own reason of Kirav Hadas and Hergol Dover. But nonetheless, I would like to put the sugya together the following way. That maybe passing stuff to your wife has two chshashos. There's a chshash of Shema Yiga, like the Mechaber quotes over here, and we can't ignore the chshash of the Rashba, the chshash of that maybe it leads to maybe it's some sort of Kirav Hadas. Now, im kenem hadavarim, let's go weiter in the Sif Be'ez. It says in the Rambam, "V'chein ayudei zrika miyado liyado olahepech is aser." That I'm not allowed to throw anything to my wife. No, zrika miyadoi liyado. Presumably, if you have good aim, you're allowed to throw stuff into your wife's pocketbook. No, you have to have good aim. Well, it could be. And right, one of the kashas always is, how do you get the car keys to your wife? How do you get the baby to your wife? We'll talk about the baby in a minute. I do not recommend trying to throw the baby into your wife's pocketbook. Generally speaking, that does not work. And if I would say that, I'd be arrested. So don't do it. But l'cha'ayra zrika, throwing from me to my wife, zrika can only be a concern of rash b'hergel davar. Zrika cannot be a concern, l'cha'ora, of Shema Yiga. No? Is that fair? Kach nirlefi in the estaiti. Now, I should add that I am sort of caught in a position because I hold that there's no independent iser of schayk. If you look in the Sidrei Tahara in Se'if Katan Dalet, Sidrei Tahara says that the Isser Zerika, he quotes in the Maharikash, Ubimarikash Kosav Lahatir Kosha Eino Derech Schoik. The Maharikash says that throwing stuff is only usher if you're playing a game. No? Now, Lucha Ora, I can be medayik from that Maharikash that there's an independent Isser of Schoik, and Zerika is only usher if it's a game, right? But since we are forced into, we're forced into the position, we're inclined, based on what we got from our Rebbeim, that Tzchoik is not independent to Isser. So therefore, Zrika has to be Usser all the time. And by the way, that's the Maskana of the, right, Zrika is Usser even if it's not there, Tzchoik, which is the Maskana of the Sidrei Tahara and Sifkat and Dalet. You could all read the Sidrei Tahara, Sifkat and Dalet. It's short. It's like five lines. Right, some of the Sidrei Tahara is like really long. This one is very readable. Now, Hanir Lafiyanis Daiti, Imkenem Hadavarim, that we have to be more machmir when I have both reasons than when I have only one reason. Is that reasonable? Right? Hoshata miyad miyad, it comes from Rashi. I can't pass, right? Rashi was zahir not to pass the mafteach, not to pass a key to his wife. But there are two reasons by Hoshata, Shema Yiga and Kirav Das. Zrika only has Kirav Das. And we said that Kirav Das, Zakhtar Rashba, is usher only by your wife, no? Since I'm Mekel, right, that same Rashba, since we have a Kula of Yichud, Memela Kirav Das is more of a concern. That's why Zrika is going to be a problem because of Kirav Das. There's a discussion in Evan HaEzer Simen Samach Aleph. Simen Samach Aleph Se'if Beis. What happens in the case? By the way, I have never officiated at one of these. In a case of a chuppas nida, how do you put the ring on your wife's finger by a chuppas nida? Right? Apparently the story goes at one time there was a chuppas nida, Rav Salvechus being Masada Kedushin, Rav Shechter really wanted to see the way the Rav did it, so the Rav sent something into the microphone, Shechter, come up to watch the chuppas nida! So the story goes. I don't know, But, should have asked Rav Shechter this morning if that story is true. my guess is probably not, but who knows, you know? So in Simen Samachal for Evan HaEzer, there's a discussion. The Rambam writes, you should never have a chuppas nida, never be misada kedushot nida, because in the sugin yavamas nun dalad nun heg, about whether yesh chuppa lepsulais or in chuppa lepsulais, the Rambam shita is that it's possible that chuppa is not toe-face by a nida. When a woman is a nida, since you can't have bia with her, so memela the kinyan of nesuin cannot take place according to the Shitas HaRambam. The Mechaber writes in Evan HaEzer Simen Samachav Sif Beis, Kasher Hadovar Shelo Tinose Achati Taher. Kasher Hadovar means it's preferred to go to the mikveh before you get married, to be choshish for the Rambam, try to avoid it. Zok the Rama, achshav haminhag shalola dakdek. Ve'inamtinen. Now, the minhag is that we're not so careful about that. It happens in our world today. Every kala goes on birth control, before, I think, right? Unless there is some... By the way, birth control has a... Birth control as in the sense of pills. There is a very rare side effect of birth control that can lead to serious blood clotting in certain women. If the woman comes from a family where they had that concern, so sometimes the doctors will say don't go on any form of hormonal birth control because of this rare side effect. I know one woman who actually has this issue. She can't be on hormonal birth control because of the potential for bad clotting. By the way, clotting could be cholesh yesh bo sakana. It could be very, very dangerous. Oh. So the Rambam writes, the minhag is that we're not mamtinim. In other words, we do chupas nida. U'mikol makom tov lahudia l'chosin tchilo shehi nida. You should tell the chosin that she's a nida. And nonetheless, kishakain sa l'chupa, she's kanuyolo miyad. Even for Tosefes Ksuba, etc., even though according to the Shitas of the Rabbam, she remains an Arusa, nonetheless, we still do the Chuppah. Anyway, you have to tell the Chassan about it in advance. They shouldn't be boil his wife, thinking that she's Tahura. And we also plant people in the Yichud room, like little kids, to make sure that it's not really yichud, because yichud with your wife when she's anida is really usur, like it says at the beginning of Maseches Ksubis. No, even though you're allowed to have yichud with your wife once you had bia with her, but we'll learn the dinim in Kuftzadi Beis. But if you have not yet had bia with her, so then yichud is a full fledged isur. Okay, great. How do you give the ring? How do you give the ring? So, the drushas of the Maharil is quoted in the Ba'er Hetiv. The drushas of the Maharil says that im eina tahora eino magia ba ach meniach me'atz malipo be'etzba'a. Basically, you allow the ring to fall into her palm. It takes really good aim to drop it mamish on her finger, no? That would, you'd have to be really good at those games in Great Adventure, you know, like throwing the discs that end up like right on the bottle. You have to be really talented. So the Maharil means that you drop the ring instead of putting the ring on. Drop the ring. Okay, great. Nishala Tasha Ela, how does the Maharil make any sense? If Zrika is Osir, and not only is Zrika Osir, even dropping a ring to her will be osur, no? The only possible kula we have is in the Pisrei Chuv over here. He writes, I could throw something directly up and have it come right down, because in physics, my vector that I created is just upward and it comes down just by the gravity. If I drop it, it's coming from my force, no? Because the hasaras hamoneya of me opening my hand makes the ring fall down. That would be usur according to the regular rules of Zrika. So how does the Maharil help? The Maharil tainos, I'm allowed to drop the ring. If I can't put the ring on her, how am I allowed to drop it? Zrika is also usur be'ishto. We paskin against the Maharil. The Ba'er Hetiv says that our minhag is that you put the ring on normally, because we follow those poskim that harchakos don't apply to other women. They only apply to your wife. And she's not your wife yet when you're putting the ring on, no? So we put the ring on normally. But the Maharil says you dropped the ring. How does dropping the ring help? L'cha'ora, it's just the same as Zrika. So Anir Lafi and Nistaiti, that maybe we have the pshat. Maybe the pshat is like this. Maybe Zrika is only also because of Kiruv Hada'as. But Kiruv Hada'as, the Rashba tells us, is only be'ishto. And when I'm first marrying her now, she's not yet ishto, no? In other words, the Maharil does not want to be mekel on the chashash of Negiya. But the Kiruv Hada'as element, right, which only applies by Zrika, right, there's no Shema Yigaba, but the Kiruv Hada'as, that the Maharil is willing to be mekel on because she's not your wife. Did everyone follow that cheshbon? So Hanir Lafi in the Estaiti, maybe we have pshat in the Maharil. Now I should add that I have another kula over here. This is one of my favorite tshuvas. The base Yitzchak, Reb Yitzchak Shmelkis, was a Rav in Lvov. And Reb Yitzchak Shmelkis in the tshuva Tzchilek Beis of Yeridea, Simin Yudches, Os Gimel, and Os Dalet. Yitzchak Shmelkis deals with the other case, which we hope you never get asked. Are you allowed to give your wife a get when she's a nida? Right? You're not supposed to be moishet miyada liyada, no? It's like the opposite, right? Now, right by the Kiddushin, she's not your wife yet, she becomes your wife. Over here, she is your wife, she becomes not your wife. Are you allowed to give her the get? So Yitzchak Shmelkis develops the idea in the tshuva that since we paskin in Evan HaEzer that l'chatchila you're supposed to have a minion at a get, so it's an activity that is always done b'rabim. And an activity that is always done b'rabim, I am not worried about hergel davar. The Reb Yitzchak Shmelkis says, if I happen to be berabim, but the activity could be done biyachid, then I still have to be worried about hergel davar. But an activity that's always done berabim, Zot Reb Yitzchak Shmelkis, maybe there is no concern of hergel davar, but he still feels that it's a problem out to the Isser Negiyah. And he says, maybe the pshat in the Maharil, when the Maharil says, drop the ring by the Chuppas Nida, maybe the pshat in that Maharil is, what I'm saying is, since there's always a minyan when you get married, no? That's pretty much true. We try to have a minyan when you get married. My father told me when he used to go to Russia, behind the Iron Curtain, he was Masada Kedushin for people in Russia in those days, so you wouldn't have a minyan at all those weddings. They had these, like, apartment weddings and stuff. But generally speaking, we have a minyan present at a wedding. So if something is always done with a minyan, maybe there is no hergel davar, and maybe that's why we are makel on, the Maharil's makel on throwing, on dropping the ring. Right? Im kenem hadavarim, you could throw the get to your wife, no? But to hand the get to wife when there's a chashash negiyah, that would be usher according to Reb Yitzchak Shmelkis. Yossi.
Two things. One is that you don't need a minion by a get, and therefore
we try to have a minion.
But you don't, and therefore this could be done in private. You can make
that. Enochanami, and that could be why it's usher l'maisa. Reb Yitzchak Shmelkis, in his conversation, is saying if you need a get, if it's always done with a get, yeah.
Also, just
always on the minyan, I should say, yeah.
Isn't there like that Gemara and Sota talks about? We're concerned that the Hirchit Kahuna will.
Whoa! Wait! We'll talk about that Gemara and Sota with the Taisus in a few minutes. Wait! How do you do the Tanufa and the Minchas Hasoita? Right? Wait! You got to give me a little bit of time. Now, what about a Kfater? Let's say they ask you and your wife to be kvater at a bris, and your wife is a nida. People know what a kvater is?
No.
Does anyone know where the word kvater comes from? I believe kvater is a German word for godfather. Not as in the movie. Right? Someone is probably Googling this as we speak. But kvater... They ask you and your wife to be a kvater when she's a nida. What do you do? The way kvater usually works is that the baby comes from the Ezras Nashim. Your wife hands the baby on the pillow to you. So what do you do if your wife's a nida? You're not supposed to be moshet miyado liyado. So in the Sefer Pa'as Dovid, on the bottom of the Shiurei Bracha, which is the bottom of the Machzik Bracha of the Chidah. No? We have it in the Beis Medrash if you're... I'm worried. You know the new chidas that we have, the Birka Yosef and the Machzik Bracha? We have them on the Halacha shelf. On the bottom of that, they have notes of the Pa'as David. So the Pa'as David says that the minhag is that you have two pillows. And the baby is on pillow number one on the top. You don't put the baby on the bottom pillow and then cover the baby with the pillow. That's a bad idea. But instead, the baby's on the pillow on the top, and you have another pillow underneath. And in that case, the husband comes and he takes from one pillow to the other. What's the cheshbon over here? That is still going to be usher. It's no worse. Being moshet miyado liyada, over here I'm taking. The teretz is, maybe the pshat is like what we're saying. Usually, being moshet miyado liyada, there's two concerns. One concern is that what? That shema yiga. Concern number two is that it's hergal davar. If it's barabim, there's no hergal davar. Like the Beis Yitzchak entertains. A bris, you have a minyan. That guy's Maimon, he says, it's barabim. You have a minyan at a bris. The minyan of the Omdim Sham is supposed to say, Kishem Shiachnas Labris, etc. No, Kishem Shiachnas Labris, etc. So you have a minyan, says, no hergal davar. If you have an extra pillow, we could say there's no chashem yiga, like Tosfos writes in Sota. The discussion is, the halacha is by tenufas mincha Sota, kayim in niach, yodo tachas yodo umeinef. The kayim puts his hands under her hand, and then they do the tenufa and the mincha sasaita. Frak Tosfos, akasha, I isn't it negia, every high school boy's worst enemy. The answer is, Tosfos, maybe you're wearing gloves. Right? Tosfos says, you're wearing gloves. What?
Get the same problem from Sachem, then.
Everywhere, whenever there's, but the site is for sure a girl.
No, the soft, the more soft, the person wore gloves. I said it was a chatzisa.
So Tosfos is saying that he feels over here wearing gloves is not going to be a problem. It's Tosfos Daf Yud Zayin and Sota. Tosfos says he feels that wearing gloves is not going to be a problem. That's the tenufa of the mincha Sota. So one of them is wearing gloves. As I state in Tosfos. Now, what does that help? I'll tell you what it helps. It helps because when you're wearing gloves, there's no real din of negiyah, no? So in our case, and I think this is the minhag in our communities, if they ask a couple to be a kvater at a bris, what we do is we have two pillows. The cheshbon is that once it's a kvater, it's a bris, that's done in public, it's an activity that's always done in public. So the tshuva, so the Beis Yitzchak says, there's no chshash of hergal davar. There's a chshash of shema yigaba. The teretz is, because it's on the second pillow, that's why there is no chshash of shema yigaba. This was the minhag in Salonika, and I believe this minhag is spread to our communities also. This is what's done at Bresen. Mr. Yoni.
Did we say that the whole chshash of hergal davar is the same thing as schok, which we're not worried about? Is this, like, not for...
Well, I mean, the Maharikash felt that Hergal Davar is only in a case of schok, but obviously the Sidrei Tahara rejected that. We're assuming that Hergal Davar is not only when it's schok. Hergal Davar is a real thing, that because Yichud is mutter with my wife, so therefore, if I'm going to hand stuff to her, it's going to be Hergal Davar. We'll create some sort of attraction, some sort of connection. And that's why it's usher, no?
So with regard to putting the ring on her finger, we do that.
We do that because she's not your wife yet. Right? And it could be that we'd be make on the get because she won't be your wife when you're done. Right? But those are like technical things. By the kvater and the bris, she's your wife at the beginning, she's your wife at the end. So what are you going to do by the kvater? Again, some assume just don't be a kvater. But you have to refuse. Usually, though, word to the wise, if your friends ask you to be a kvater in the bris and you say, no, we can't, they're going to assume that your wife is expecting. Klal Gadol, right? The practice is... Okay, whatever. Hi, Dovi.
So then also we have to assume when it comes to putting the ring on the finger, to assume that they're not married, that does also mean that any earlier procedures going on in the wedding or whatnot, that's definitely not going to mean that they're married.
Right, correct. In other words,
we'd
have to assume that the Badekin does not create some sort of Nisuin to have that kula. Absolutely. But those Shitos that the Badekin is Nisuin, come on, if we're honest, it's like, a Chumrah, I've got, like, we try to be Machmir. Like, I tell people, and I'm a Sadr Kedushin, right, Tuvi, that we want to have certain Chumrahs in the wedding because the hope is you only get married one time, so we want to like, get everything right. So if you can be makne the place, you can be kone the area of the chuppah, you can be kone, great, why not? What's there to lose? Like, I'm not opposed to chumras. But, now, what's the din, by the way, being moshet miyado liyada in public? Right? Sometimes this issue comes up. You're at a meal, at a Shabbos meal, and the salad is going around the table. And it could be embarrassing if everyone passes the salad to the person next to them. It could be embarrassing if you have to put the salad down, no? And people are going to figure out that your wife's in need of. And that could be mamish embarrassing. So what do you do? Is there any kula because you're in public? Now, Reb Yitzchak Shmelkes only says that we could be makel in a case when it's an activity that's done in public, that's always done in public. So my favorite tshuva, the Beis Yitzchak, won't really help here. Reb Moshe Feinstein, in a tshuva, Chelak Beis of Yeridei, Simen Ayin Zayin. Reb Moshe writes, first of all, he's mefalfel. We'll talk about this a little bit later, whether hachokas apply berabim or not. There's a discussion, the tshuvas, masas bin yamin, based on machlokas shach and taz, about whether the isser to eat from the same plate applies even if it's berabim, machlokas shach, bach, right? And the masas bin yamin and the piskei tshuva. So first, for Moshe's mefalfel on that. Then at the very end of the tshuva, Reb Moshe writes, and he's responding to the Shoel, who is Reb Avram Chaim Levin. I believe Reb Avram Chaim Levin is the Telzer Rosh Hashiva in Chicago now. I believe that who wrote the Shaila to, 1 second. Fine. So Reb Moshe, at the end of the tshuva, says, you're worried that not handing something to your wife, berabim, is going to be a bezayin. It's going to be a chashav, kavod habrios. Zot Reb Moshe lo chashashu. We're not worried about kavod habrios. There's like mamish towards the end of this tshuva. Mishum she'en baza bezayin kol kach. Diyadua lakol. Sha'anoshem hein nidos yud bezion b'chol chodesh. Kishe'enon zakenos. Lo mu'baros. Says Reb Moshe, what's the kavod habrios issue? She's a nida? Everybody knows that women menstruate. Women are nida 12 months. Women are nida 12 days a month. Women are nida 12 days a month. And there's nothing to be embarrassed about. Adarabba, in the Zman of the Gemara, harbe hayu lov shos begodim yuchodim li meha nidus. Right, in this man, the Gemara, they would wear special nida begadim. So people are not embarrassed by being a nida. Aye, how come you're embarrassed when you're with people? So you're only embarrassed because you're with people who are not shomri Torah. That's not considered boshes. Right, so there's no heter of kavod habrios, and there's no minhag Yisrael. So therefore, Reb Moshe says, nothing to be makel on. Nothing to be makel on. Now, this line in Reb Moshe is a little hard to swallow because lemaisa, people are embarrassed. And Rabbi Neuberger, in the back of the Rabbi Sabolovsky book, in his Ha'aros, he writes that if you have a woman who is embarrassed because of her tznius, because she's a woman who doesn't want people to know that she's a nida. Adarava, her tznius, which is a very beautiful maila in Yiddishkeit, leads her to not want people to know that she's a nida. So therefore, Rabbi Neuberger is inclined that since this one harchaka, passing stuff to your wife, is not found in the Gemara, it's only found from Rabosav Shorashi, so maybe you could be mekel on this harchaka b'rabim, right? He says, yesh lahalos ha-shulchan malachim or something. In other words, discuss it with the rabbis. He's not koveya that we should be mekel, but Rabbi Neuberger is inclined that maybe Rabbonim should discuss a possible kula in this situation. Okay, that's what Rabbi Neuberger says. I believe in our communities, when I teach Hasanim, I mention this. I believe in our communities we're megal like this. That if it's berabim and you'll be embarrassed, so then obviously negiyah's usher, but just to hand stuff to your wife, which is only a chumra based on Rabbi Yosef Sharashi, maybe there's room to be make on that one. Now, one ha'ara though, just based on this Reb Moshe, it seems to me that Reb Moshe is clearly against Rabbi Dr. Sperber. Because one of the conversations that's been coming up again and again about partnership minyanim, right? A partnership minyan, basically, if you look at it on Wikipedia, they'll tell you it's a minyan that's trying to be halachic, but to allow women the as much participation as you can possibly have within halacha. And since the Gemara in Megillah writes that an isha's ola l'minyan shiva, so partnership minyanim give women aliyos. And they have women daven Kabbalah Shabbos, because Kabbalah Shabbos doesn't really require a minyan, stuff like that. That's standard practice in partnership minyanim. And Rabbi Dr. Sperber basically argues that Kavod Habrios is one dimension that is more than Kavod HaTzibur. Let's say it like this. The Gemara says, Isha lo tikra b'tzibur mishum kavod hatzibur. The reason women don't get aliyahs is because it's considered an insult to the community if a woman gets aliyahs for one of two reasons. Either it's an insult to the community, that's like you're saying that there's no man who's capable to read to get an aliyah, or it's an insult to the community because it's some sort of sexual distraction that will take place when a woman gets an aliyah. Everyone's going to be staring at her. That's the approach that Rabbi Meiselman has in his book. About women in halacha. Okay, two approaches. But that's a discussion of kavod hatzibur. Says Rabbi Sperber, kavod habrios is a much more powerful concept in halacha than kavod hatzibur. Kavod habrios allows me to be make on total muktz on Shabbos, no? If I'm using the restroom outside and the only thing I have to wait myself with are certain racks, even though racks are technically muksa, kavod habrios allows me to wait myself. Kavod habrios is a very powerful halachic concept. Says Rabbi Sperber, Kavod Habrius is a very powerful concept. It's even more powerful than Kavod HaTzibor. So we're not going to be makel on a woman to get an aliyah out of Kavod HaTzibor. But in our world, it offends their Kavod Habrios to not get an aliyah. Certain women feel like, not part of the community, you don't give me an aliyah. So therefore, says Rabbi Sperber, no aliyahs for women would offend their Kavod HaTzibor, therefore you're allowed to, within their Kavod Habrius, therefore you're allowed to give them an aliyah. That's his argument, correct? Hanir lofian niyistaiti, the Reb Moshe is clearly saying nitazoi. Because Zok Reb Moshe, there is no kula of kavod habrios for anida, because every woman is anida at some point, no? Allah has kama v'kama, there is no kula of kavod habrios. What? Why are you offended? You're offended because you're a woman, you can't get an aliyah? No! That's not kavod habrios. Kavod habrios is something that's unique to me. I'm in a situation, I just went to the restroom outside, right? So I can't. If I can't wipe myself, there's going to be a kavod habrios issue. It's only me. But something that applies to a class of people, Reb Moshe is saying, is not included in the din of kavod habrios. So Hanir Lafini Estaiti, that Reb Moshe is clearly arguing on this svara of Rabbi Dr. Sperber. So far, so good? Okay, let's go weiter. Actually, you know what time is? Should we break now? I have a little more to say about throwing stuff and Negiah. There's a drisha on Se'if Yud Beis that you should look at, and the Shach and the Taz and the Sidra Taz of cutting your test. Maybe we'll begin with that next time, and also look at the Pesachei Tshuvas about Chayin Oseis Atzmo, and we'll begin from here next time, and you should have a good day. I should turn off my machine.